Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi, your sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Psochim, Daf and Beis, and the Oiz V'Hodr edition. Starting Daf and Malaf and Beis, five lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that one who shechts Korban Pesach, when he has chometz, is oiver and alav. Rabbi Yehuda says that even Korban HaTomid, if he shechts with chometz, is oiver and alav. And Rabbi Shimon says that other korbanos as well, but not in Erev Pesach, but on Chol HaMoed. So it says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda? It says, Dam Zivchi. It could have said Dam Zevach, but it says Dam Zivchi, so you read it as if it says Dam Zvochai, Loshon Rabbi. Dam Pesach v'dam Tomit. For you to Pesach and Tomit. What's the reason of Rabbi Shimon? Kosov Echadoim Elo Tishchad al Chometz Dam Zivchi. One pasuk is telling you not to shech korban Pesach al chometz. The kosuv echadoim. Another pasuk says lo tizbach al chometz dam zivchi. Another pasuk that says not to shech it on Pesach. Why you need both pasukim? Second one of in Beis Amud Aleph. Chad a Pesach bar basor, chad shar kol zvochim b'chulu shel moed. One is for Pesach on the 14th, and one is other korbanis in chol moed. My reisla boisim b'chulu shel moed ulotzio min ar basor. Why are you saying that other korbanis is only in chol moed and not on the 14th? Meaning the pasuk that says dam zivchi, which is loshen yachid, is coming to be mimayet other korbanos. Because if not, it should said dam zvachai loshen rabim. But on the other hand, I have another pasuk that tells me other korbanos. So I have the loshen pasuk that tells only Pesach, and I have the two pasuk that tell you other korbanos. To tell you what? So I'll put them into Chol HaMoed, that there, if they shechted with chometz, he's over alav. But taking it away from the 14th, where there's no bal yor or bal yimotze. Meaning there's no isur chometz on the 14th. At least midoraisa. And as the Gemara goes on and explains, this goes like a shita remeir. Erev Pesach, not to have chometz in the 6 hours before Pesach, that is only din derabon, not din deraisa. Omar Amano lehen dichtiv. I mean, the pasuk that says that one of the pasukim that says l'tishchad chametz dam zivchi ends over there zevach chag haPesach, because the pasuk says v'lo yilin laboyke zevach chag haPesach. So clearly the pasuk is talking about Pesach only. Arba asaranu kayamin. We're talking about the 14th when we only have korban Pesach. So the way some of the mefarshim point out over here, that's another reason why I know that Pesach is on the 14th, but not the other korbanos, because it's in this pasuk specifically Pesach. To tell you, Dafka Pesach on the 14th is chayav, there's a lav if he has chometz, but not other korbanos. And you know that can work even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the old me, there are rights of these Yisro chometz. Still, there's a special exercise of the only korban Pesach, you have the lav. So Moshe mentioned in the Mishnah that if you found the korban Pesach on Pesach, and he shechted shaloy lishmoy, so then it's shlomim, so then he's chayav if he has chometz. If he shechted lishmoy for korban Pesach, it's already too late, so it's a korban pasul. And there's not, no love if he has chometz. So the chabur in Beis HaMedrash asked, "Man kaim, what are we talking about? If the korban got lost, it was found before the kaparo that happened. I mean, it was found ready to be used on the yudalit, but instead they used another korban because the first one got lost, so they designated something else and they used the second one." Bein lishmoy, bein shol lishmoy, using Girsa Reb Chaim, pasul v'nitek l'riyo. The din is, as we're going to see later in Perek Tes, that korban that was found before Korvas HaPesach, so it becomes pasul, you have to wait for it to get a mum, to get a blemish, and it will be redeemed. It's considered to be Pesach Dochui, a pushed away Pesach. So if so, even if it was shechted shaloy lishmoy, it's still pasul. Im be'ovay v'nim tzalach ha'kaparo, if it got lost, and it was lost during Kaparo, during the time of Shkilas HaPesach. It was found only later. Pein lishmoy ben shaloy lishmoy, using the Girsa Reb Chaim, shlomimu. Because it was found only after the Korban Pesach was shechted, so automatically it becomes shlomimu. So even if he shechted lishmoy, l'shem Pesach, it's already shlomim. And it's like shlomim that you shech l'shem Pesach. If you did Korban shlomim, and you shechted l'shem Pesach, it's still kosher. Because kol zvokim shenizbuchu shelo lishmam, all the zvokim that were shechted for now the right name of the korban is still kosher. So the Gemara is bothered. What did Rabbi Shimon say in the Mishnah? He shechted lishmoy, then it's posel. Shechted shaloy lishmoy, then it's kosher if it was after the yudalit. That's not true. If it was found before the korban pesach was nishchat, say lishmoy, say shaloy lishmoy is a korban posel. If it was found after, say lishmoy, say shaloy lishmoy is a korban kosher. So the kaimino, and you explained it, b'shenitmua bailim oy sheyizidu v'kvar nitcha lepesach sheni. Meaning the owners could not bring korban pesach in the first pesach, or did not want to bring korban pesach in the first pesach. So it's not that they brought a different korban; they brought no korban on Pesach Rishon. So what are they going to do with the korban Pesach? They're going to supposed to bring in Pesach Sheni. So if you don't do anything, it's just the korban Pesach. You wait for Pesach Sheni and use it for korban Pesach. But if you redesignate it to be shlamim, then it becomes shlamim. So therefore, lishmo ali, if he did l'shem Pesach, but not Pesach Sheni, doing chol hamoed, potter, v'upasul. He's potter, meaning he's not chayav on the love of having chometz, and the korban is pasul, because Pesach b'shayim or Shon is pasul. Shaloi lishmoi, if he did shaloi lishmoi, meaning now becomes shlamim, so he's chayav on the chometz, u'koshon, the korban is kosher l'shem shlamim. Says the Gemara, v'haydanu lishmoi chayav. When in this case it will be that someone shechts the korban l'shem Pesach, he will be chayav on the chometz. Says the Gemara, tamen ami b'shem avchizdo b'sh'ovo shnosoi ben rishon l'sheni. Meaning a korban Pesach needs to be within, it has to be 1 year old and not older. If this korban in Pesach Rishon was before 1 year old, but between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, he turned 1 year old, now it's possible Pesach Sheni. So therefore, even if the owner did not bring the korban on Pesach Rishon, still this korban will be automatically shlomi because you can't bring it in Pesach Sheni because it will be too old when it gets to Pesach Sheni. So even lishmo, if he did al chomet, is over on the laf. Only meaning the only time that this will be even lishmoy will be a good korban, it's chayav on the chometz, is only if he already did the kapar as we saw before. Meaning he did korban Pesach, now he doesn't need korban Pesach, so automatically becomes shlomim. But if he did not do korban Pesach, even though this korban when it reaches Pesach Sheni will be 1 year old, because right now it's not yet 1 year old, so it's still a korban Pesach. And therefore, if he shechted lishmoy, he will not be chayev on the chometz. He's coming to argue on Rav Chisda. Continues the Gemara, Pesach she'iber is manoy. Pesach, that's past the time to bring it as korban Pesach. We'll see in a moment how is that so. V'shechtoy lishmoy bizmanoy. And he shechted on Yudal Nisan l'shem Pesach, but it's not roy to be Pesach anymore. Or he shechted achayim lishmoy bizmanoy. Or he took the korban shlomim and have it in mind for Pesach on Yudalit. So both of these cases, we talk about a korban that's not Pesach anymore. Either over Zmanoi or it's already a Shlomi. And if he shechted l'shem Pesach, what's the din? It's a machlokes. Rav Elazar points out v'yabshua machshir. As Rav Chaim points out, it's really a machlokes mesechet zvachim. When you shecht another korban l'shem Pesach, is it kosher or pasul? Pesach that you shecht for another korban is pasul. What about other korbanos that you shecht l'shem Pesach? That's a machlokes. As the Gemara explains, Rav Elazar points out shukashechet Pesach l'shem Shlomi. The same way Pesach Hashem Shlom is possible is also Shlom Hashem Pesach is possible. I'm sure Mavshir Shu Kishoichet Shlom Hashem Pesach. Meaning he's shechting Shlomim for another purpose. And every Korban Shlomim, if you shecht it with another Lishmo in his mind, so then it's still kosher. Says the Gemara, Mikevan Sheiber is Manoi. The Gemara understands right now what is an Iber is Manoi. It's over 1 year old. So Lo Shani Yashechet Pesach Hashem Shlomim, Yashechet Shlom Hashem Pesach. Why is the Blood saying it's possible? Once it's over 1 year old, it's not a korban Pesach anymore. So if he shechtes l'shem shlom, you should not be pasul. And you merely should go both ways. He shechtes this l'shem shlom, you should not be pasul. Or shlomi for this, you should not be pasul. Answers the Gemara, al daiti de Rav Chisda b'shiba shnos ben rishon l'sheni. Used Rav Chisda logic before. We talk about it's not 1 year old yet. But it will turn to be 1 year old between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. And we talk about a case that the Bailim cannot bring korban Pesach in this Pesach. He's Tomei, for example, but Derech Rechoikoi, can't be Korban Pesach. So this Korban Pesach will be used for Pesach Sheni, but Pesach Sheni will be over 1 year old. So right now, it's still Korban Pesach, Liyu Derech Chizdo, and therefore it's called Iber Zmanoi, and if he did it L'Shem Shlomi, it will be possible. Continues the Gemara with base, Al Taita De Ablo B'Shar Be'echono, disagrees with Derech Chizdo, B'Sheiber Zman Kaparosoi, meaning it's now 1 year old. Just we're talking that the owner already used another Korban for Pesach. So automatically this korban turns to be shlomim. But because it's still 1 year old, so if he shecht this shlomim l'shem Pesach, it becomes possible. So they weren't understood in the question that we're talking, it's already over 1 year old. So it can't be Korban Pesach. So if you shech the shel Pesach, should not be possible. And the answer to the Gemara is, it is less than 1 year old. And therefore, according to Ablaz, if you shech the l'shem Pesach, it became possible. If it's less than 1 year old, why can't you use it for Korban Pesach? Because we're talking about in Yodalit. So according to Avchizdo, because it's the owner cannot bring it today, and it's going to turn 1 year old between Pesach Reish and Pesach Sheni. And according to Rav Yochanan, because the owner already had brought a different Korban Pesach. Halacha is zok the Mishnah. HaPesach nishchat b'sholosh kitos. The Pesach was shechted in three groups. She'emar v'shachto oisoi kol kehal adas Yisrael. So the Mishnah is dashening kehal ve'edo v'Yisrael. Each one refers to another group. Nichnesakas was showing the first group comes in. When he smiles azor and the azor fills up. Na'alud lotus azor, they lock the doors. Toku v'iriu v'toku. They blew in the shofar atkiya, a truo and atkiya. HaKoyanim oim nu shuris shuris. They're standing in lines. Ubiyidem bezich kesef ubezich zov, and they have the bezich, and the bezichim is the receptacles of the blood. Some of them made out of silver, some of them made out of gold. Shur shikula kesef kesef, shur shikula zov zov. One line is all gold, and one line is all silver. Veloyu muravin, they didn't mix together the gold and the silver. Veloyu lebezichim shulaim, these receptacles did not have bottoms. Shemi yinichem mikos shemadav. If you put it on the floor, the blood will congeal. So therefore, it was sharp in the bottom, and you couldn't make it stand. Says the Rav Yaakov Baruch Hu Shav Yosso Nitan Koyach Bekol Shel Moshe VaKoyel Mehale Bechol Eretz Yitzrayim Malach Arba'im Yoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu had power in his voice, and his voice went in all Eretz Yitzrayim, which takes 40 days to walk. Umayoyim Mokaplonya Makaplonya Kachas Kasachas. What did he say? The first kas, because in Pesach Yitzrayim they also had the three groups. So one group will be in one place. And the second group another place, and so will be in the third group. Don't be surprised that his voice went all there to Israel. Dust that doesn't spread so much. You said that the dust went on all there to Israel. Voice that's normal for it to move, to pass through. They went all there to Israel. Also, Pyro had this voice go all around the Eretz Yisrael. His voice went on all over Eretz Yisrael, the time it takes 40 days to walk. Leave my nation. Until now, you were slaves of Pyro. Now you have the Hashem, please leave. That's the pasuk saying, we have the Hashem and have the power. We think HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. Sigwatani Tomi Chesh Nesochim Toikim Lenesochim. We blow also when you give Korban HaTomit. But when do you blow when you bring Korban HaTomit? When you bring the wine, the Nesochim. That's when you blow the Chatzoitzro. That's Korban HaTomit that has wine. Pesach Shein Lo Nesochim. Pesach does not have wine. Toikim LeShchito. So you blow when you do the Shchito. Sigwat Dalmo, which means a story. They're sitting together. What is the reason that we have a row of silver and a row of gold and we don't mix them together? So there won't be people that are Ramayim, that are cheaters, that are going to take the gold one and they're going to replace it with the silver. That's why the gold were always together and the silver was always together. And they were not mixed up. Are you saying with a full mouth, you're not embarrassed to say that we're choshed with the Kohanim that they're Ramoyim, that we suspect them? So Amalev Zeiro, Amalev Palgus Pumach, answer him, it's not a full mouth, that's half a mouth. Meaning, we're not really suspecting the Kohanim or Ramos in such a strong way. But somewhat we have a suspicion. Also, Rabbi Yechon said the same thing, is because of the Ramoyim. Meaning, it's not so common the Kohanim were suspecting them that they're going to steal the golden bazich. But because it could happen, so we made this thing that there will be gold in one row and silver in the other row, and you can't mix between them, you can't exchange the silver with gold. With this we conclude, Yerushalayim Pesachim Daf Nun Beis.